And welcome to another episode of Pasty in the Jam.
Yeah.
It's your boy Paste, and with me as always, as smiley as I've ever seen him, Benjamin Bundle.
Hey yo, look at this guy, comes out firing on all cylinders right away. Woo, love that out of you. God, it's like we haven't even missed a beat.
I know, which is surprising because I don't think we've done one of these since the very beginning of November. It's been a long time, Jim. Anything new in your life since then, or
since November? Let's see. I got a new jacket from Peloton. Which is cool.
Well, that's nice.
Let's see.
Players.
Yeah. Let's see. Other than that, free and clear, single baby, rocking this shit in 2025. official.
Good to see you. Yeah, not much for me since then either. Let's see. There's like daylight savings, I guess.
Yeah.
So set the clocks back. Otherwise, good to be back. We're going to be recapping the fantasy football season as that has now come to a conclusion. But first, we got to have the tank of the week. What we got, Jim?
We got to have the tank of the week, my friend. It is dedicated to our boy Strat. It's a Jimmy Buffett tank top because he was nice enough to go to an Eagles concert where Jimmy Buffett was the opener. And he got me a towel from the gift shop. Do you know how heavy and annoying it is to carry around a Jimmy Buffett fucking beach towel for an entire concert? That just speaks to how fucking nice Strat is. It's just the best. Strat, we all love you. So proud of you for winning this year. Oh, and you're also part of the inspiration for where my tattoo goes, which is right on the ribs. You got one at the same spot. And I fucking love mine, and I know you love yours. And you can see it even when I'm wearing this tank top.
Actually, a towel at a Jimmy Buffett concert's perfect because you can dry off all those women who are undoubtedly just wet.
Just from the pirate himself. Soaking, yes. all of those dozens of women that are at a Jimmy Buffett an Eagles concert.
I sang Cheeseburger in Paradise at my family Christmas party on the karaoke thing.
Did you really?
Can I see the tattoo again? It looks so sweet.
Yeah,
I know this is bad podcast content, but I don't care. Dude, that
you
turned out great.
It for the people?
It is Jammer Bundle as a skeleton, or a skull. He's got the backwards hat. He's got the aviator shades on. It's a skull because Jimmy Buffett, I think the followers are like pirates or something. And then it looks like the surfboards are the crossbones, maybe?
That's right.
Yeah, it looks sweet, man. It turned out
good. There's a little patch on the hat that you can't really see that says MTK with a little wave on it. Shout out to Montauk.
Oh, yeah, the Montauk. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that, Jam. Let's get into it. Strat takes home the championship for the second ship of his career in the You Honk We Drink Fantasy Football League. Jammer, give us the summary.
Man, Strat, really great work. First championship since 2020. And as you were talking about, like, since November, pretty sure that was the only thing that happened in 2020. Strat took home the chip. Like, it was a really even keel year for everyone else, right?
No, I think COVID happened.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay.
That's the only reason it took this long for Strat to win again, too. He had long COVID.
Long COVID. Good work, bro. Only 5 years in the making. Excellent work. Our beloved Darth Vader really made it happen this year with some old standbys. Joe Burrow, Mark Andrews, and Mike Evans all had like career years. Joe Burrow kind of out of nowhere. And since he is so bad, didn't even make the playoffs. He like led all categories. Good work, Strat. Way to pick the winners. And then he also got some fresh faces. Jerome Ford, Bijan Robinson, Juwan Jennings, which I'm pretty sure was a waiver wire pickup, attaboy. Ladd McConkey, and then Cameron Dicker, the kicker, out of fucking L.A. He made that one weird play that happened in the semifinals of when he was playing Hennessy and me. And got like 6 points for one thing that a kicker did because it hadn't happened since 1955. And of course, he's on Strat's team.
The free kick thing?
Yeah. The free kick thing.
That
yes.
was 6 points?
I don't know. It was too many. We weren't going to beat him anyway, but it was just like, oh, insult to injury. Stab me in the heart. But yo, good work, Strees. You put up 150 points against Bino to ice that shit. Proud of you, man.
Yes, congratulations, Strat. I know what you were thinking of in 2020, his wedding. He got married in 2020 as well.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good year for our boy.
Yeah. What a year for the kid, for the king.
Yeah. Right? 2020?
Yeah, because they got married on Boom Island, and like half of you guys were up on the bridge, and Hennessy looked like the Dread Pirate Hennessy, and Dempsey came in a Hawaiian shirt. It was
Hennessy was unrecognizable.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Bino, too, on finishing second. I was really, really pumped to see Bino get in the money. It's always nice when you don't have to try to collect from him. The Squirrels, who started out just fucking awful this year, rebounded, closed out strong, third place.
Third place into AG, and we got the regular season scoring title.
So you should have got first, really.
Yes, but they don't give championships to regular season winners. Everyone knows this. And we don't have a rotisserie scoring league, so we weren't 14-0. We had to play whoever also scored the most points that week. It was really cool. Oh, no, wait, it wasn't that cool. But all of that is secondary to our 2024-25 season You Honk We Drink League season awards. Should we hand out some awards?
That was a mouthful, but yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, that was a lot. We're going in an order. I was going to say least important to most important, but all of you are important in my heart. I don't want you to think that you're not, but I think we can all agree what the most important award is going to be. And it's like the Oscars. That one's coming at the end. All right. First award goes to Johnny for being low-key lit in the chat and possibly the draft day drunkest. I'm not sure if it was Johnny, Bino, possibly me.
Possibly you.
During the draft, like, yeah, after the draft, for sure me, but yeah, got kicked out of singing karaoke at VFW, whatever. This is about Johnny, damn it. So Johnny, low-key, most lit one in the chat, because he was the one that said glitches get stitches with the whole griff thing, and then people tried to sprinkle in, oh wait, something happened, and then Johnny lays the fucking hammer down, I am the crew, just amazing. And then when we were talking this week, when he just goes, I'm pretty sure the Mayo King has already been crowned. Shout out to Tyler Hartson at Jam Tourage, covering himself in mayo and running up the beach. Just absolutely amazing. I wish Snapchat had like a wrapped thing. Well, also I wish I'm really glad they don't, because I think that should just disappear. But I was trying to scroll through for some more good Johnny quotes, but couldn't find them. But he always made me crack up whenever Johnny's bubble is bubbling up.
I was going to say, my favorite bubble to see pop up on the group chat is definitely Johnny's, because it's usually out of nowhere. Yeah. It just comes in hot. Usually kind of sassy sometimes.
Oh, yeah, for sure, great. Sassy. Yeah.
Keep being you, Johnny. Hope the little one's doing well. Leland? Leland, yeah.
Leland, yes. I knew it was an L. Way to nail that one. All right, our next award goes to Stad and Ty, the latest, one of the super teams of the league, a.k.a. your tub full of poopies. This award is the Paper Champions Award. They pretty much won the draft in the previous offseason because they got Lamar, Travis Etienne, Devontae Adams, Nico Collins, Brock Bowers, Jaden Daniels, and I think CeeDee Lamb? I'm not sure. But they don't give out trophies in the preseason, homies. So great draft. You do you. I know you tried to trade Jaden Daniels a bunch of times. I know there were a bunch of trade offers, but hey, you know, you live and learn. But Stad came through and won them picks. Good work, baby. And Ty, shout out to you for giving us brain busters every single week to figure out what your team name actually meant.
Yes, it takes a few years for the chemistry to kind of, you know, get settled on those super teams, so they'll get there.
Next team award, the what will be my rad name, aka Nick Symes, gets the three of clubs, which I think this is right, because he said fantasy football is not his strong suit. So I tried to give him the worst suit, and I don't think the lowest card is a three, though, now that I write that down. Whatever. He's really good at other things. Symes, you crush it at being fast, at being pretty, at having a Jeep truck, just being an overall really great guy, at being hilarious, at being fashionable. You know, like you said, fantasy football might not be your thing, but you already won. You got a championship t-shirt, a custom-made Van Halen You Honk We Drink t-shirt. So, like, you're set, bro.
What do you have against twos and low aces?
I don't know. I thought those were high. Is this Presidents and Assholes rules? I don't know.
Why would three be the lowest card you could have? I mean, aces can go either way, I guess, but there's always the two.
I thought, I don't know. Three is just a tough break because two can sometimes be clear, like in P&A, and then I thought there was some 500 rule about a two, maybe euchre. I don't know.
This guy's got a little too much menage a trois on his mind, I think.
I guess so.
Yeah, Simon, you're not the worst in the league. So, like, you've already won the championship once. There's got to be at least 3-4 of us or of you guys who still haven't won yet. So.
Oh yeah, that's definitely true. I was looking at the league history and. Yep, there are a couple out there that still need their first one. Speaking of, one of these is the butt cheese gaggle squeeze.
No, he won first year.
Half. Oh shit! Yeah, that's right. Never mind. That was when Pat would make the spreadsheet for all of fantasy that was somehow more intricate than anything ESPN ever put out.
Yeah, those are different days.
Really different.
Had some
times.
Free time back then.
Yeah, massive free time. All right, Pat's award. He got fifth. Pat got fifth.
Did he actually too? I think he did too.
Next award recipient used to just have his team name be LOL Pat got fifth, I'm pretty sure. Now it's I guess I appreciate the hustle. And this award goes to our ever handsome guru of gray, Joe Fabretto. It's the Caddy Scholarship. He's been preoccupied this year, moving next to a country club, getting a membership there, golfing literally all the time, like once or twice a week. Still, like in January, he's golfing, and he fucking lives in Seattle. How do you? Some people just have it all, and Joe's one of those people.
That would be nice to play golf year round.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Seattle was rainy. I guess I don't know. Maybe that's just a whatever you call those things. A stereotype or something.
Stereotype. Yes. Used to be that.
But yeah, it looked fucking beautiful when he was golfing there the other day.
Oh, right. It looks perfect all the time. I think it used to be rainy, but then when he got married on the absolute hottest day that town had ever seen, everything shifted.
Got it.
People were sweating through their suits and just baking in the sun because we were all like, oh, it'll be like mild 65, 70 tops, like 90 during this outdoor ceremony. It was absolutely crazy. Alright, next award goes to our rubbish carpies. The Benedict Arnold of American football, my friend. Sleeping with the enemy, you governor. That's because Justin Jefferson was his MVP, most ballinest player out the year. Jay Jets, man, Griff, just letting that man dog walk everybody for you. But hey, gotta understand the love. It's impossible not to love Jefferson, especially after you watch him in what's that wide receiver show called? It's called Wideout, I think.
I don't know.
It's on Netflix, but anyway, Jets comes out.
You canceled
out as
my
amazing.
Netflix, so I don't have it anymore.
Oh. My bad.
It kicked me off. Hope
Twins
it's a good show. 1987,
probably. yeah. And he just got back from London, so he's Benedict Arnold of American football.
Sleeping with your enemy, matey.
Matey. Fucking love it.
They're back home now?
They are, yes.
Griff. You have to wear that hat always. You look so handsome in that hat.
Dude, I know. That's what I told him.
You look like a better... Tony Romo always tries to wear those hats. He looks better than Tony Romo does. And that's a lot for coming from me.
You who would let Tony Romo... Doesn't matter. You would drop the soap in Tony Romo's house anytime. But dude, I told him that exact same thing. But he was like, yeah, I'm not going to wear it because then I just know Dempsey's going to go, oh, Griff went to London every time he sees him.
You will have to put up with that. But I'm serious. You look so handsome. It covers up just enough of your forehead to make you look normal. You know, I can't just give up for free.
Right. No, never. You got to bring that down a peg a little bit.
But in all honesty, you sincerely look very handsome in that hat.
Yes. Yeah. It's very becoming.
Speaking of handsome.
Matey. Speaking of handsome, we got to our boy Papa Krebs, Compton Clobbers, AG. Just putting out another AG season. So this award goes out to the, is the Mike Tomlin is 500. Award because every year Mike Tomlin 500 AG is the most consistently AG player in fantasy football. We all know it. Everybody tries for the big splashy players. Everybody tries to do something different every year. AG's like, nah, I got my strategy. I know the site I'm looking at. I'm not gonna listen to any of your stupid ass podcasts. Watch me. I'm gonna smoke you again. I'll probably get in the playoffs. I'll probably get in the semis. Maybe I'm gonna win it 1 or 2 or 3 years because he's got the most chips out of all of us. Mike Tomlin, Steelers. Sorry, I'm sorry to give a Steelers award to AG, but he's in the fam, so I figured it'd be all right.
Who won it last year?
Symes.
No, Symes won in 22. Did AG win in 23?
AG did win in 23, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Alex has three ships then. So I like the Mike Tomlin thing, but Mike Tomlin's only won. Has Mike Tomlin won a Super Bowl?
Yeah, he won the 2010 one. No, he won one early.
With Roethlisberger, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But he's only won one, so it's almost disrespectful to AG. It's almost more like a guy like a Bill Belichick. You know, he's almost like the Patriots. They're good every year. They're going to win like every... Or the Chiefs. Maybe he's like Andy Reid now or something. I don't know.
Ooh, Andy Reid. Yeah, okay. Alex Reid.
The regular season success of Tomlin is there, but Alex, you know, he closes the deal more often. Tomlin's more like a... I'm just going to do enough to always keep my job, and then I don't really care what happens.
That's a great point. And AG cares way more about his job than just doing the minimum to keep him there.
Real stand-up
guy. What if he's like Kirby Smart, University of Georgia football coach, or like Dabo Sweeney, or like Nick Saban? Huh. I kind of like Nick Saban better.
Yeah, don't make me go down the rabbit hole of college football. I mean, where do you start? Saban, of course.
Hell yeah.
Went out on top.
Sure did.
Yeah, Saban. That's it right there. It's Nick Saban.
Just because...
Handsome.
I don't think AG wants any other like comparisons in the NFL other than Kevin O'Connell. Oh, Kevin O'Connell is such a handsome dude. Maybe, well, no, he hasn't won anything. So, no. Yes.
It's Saban.
It's Saban.
Roll Tide.
Schmal Tide. Nope, that wasn't it. All right, the squirrels. This award is called the Golden Gopher Football Security Award because they just let anyone in, you know? We got the most points scored against us. We scored the most points. So literally no defense. Very similar to the Golden Gopher football experience. And then we also shit our pants in the semifinals against Strat, which might happen to somebody on this call right now. Could be any one of us. And Jude is not on the call. So it comes down to just a few people.
Norovirus?
No, yeah, for sure. Patient zero. But at the end of the day, do we think maybe it was a bad omen to cut that tail off that squirrel with an axe?
I mean, to be honest, it seemed like it in the first like 5 weeks of the season when you started like, didn't you start like 0-4 or something?
Yeah.
Or 1-4.
Yep.
To finish third, it's like, I think the squirrel forgave you eventually. Mm-hmm. Maybe like around Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it was like, it was a sacrifice.
Tail grew back and he was like... You left the property, so maybe that's why. Maybe that's what it. That's what was it that like broke the curse is when you moved out of.
When I moved house. Out, dude, that's totally it.
Totally worth
undefeated.
It.
Undefeated.
Totally worth it. Well, if any of you are looking to really turn your fantasy football seasons around and you're married, it might be a protocol.
Boy, do I have news for you.
Or a precedent. No further comments from me.
I think we crushed that one. All right, next award goes to King Bino, our boy, our Chicago homie. This one is the Atticus Finch / Bob Belcher Award for the best dadding in the chat. He's also quick draw after Johnny says anything. He usually comes back with like some kind of biting comment. And Bob Belcher has a comment that's, he has three kids, owns a restaurant, but he says, and all his kids work at the restaurant, he says something like, "You're my children, I love you, but you are all objectively terrible at what you do." So I feel like I could see that coming out of Bino's mouth at some point in time, especially after you hear this quote, because... Remember when Race Car like just had his kid?
Yeah.
And it was getting really sentimental in the chat. Bino goes, "Race, as a dad who did this three times and is still very happily married, change the diapers, feed the baby, and give her a break. Not only will she be happy, but you'll be closer to your kids. I miss the days I was pooped and peed on. My kids are all grown up and I miss it. When your kids are older, all the cute stuff is gone and they just sass you and cost a shitload of money. While sports and stuff are fun, I would trade it all to change a baby diaper again and cuddle a cute, soft baby. Enjoy this." Just great work, Bino.
Words of wisdom right there. I did not have a To Kill a Mockingbird making its way onto the You Honk We Drink or Pacey and the Jam podcast on my bingo card.
Just trying to up our literature game. I Googled best dads.
Who's Bob Belcher?
He was on Bob's Burgers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And Sides' response to that, yeah.
The best part about that.
I miss when this chat was about nonsense. Which reminds me of when I sent a picture to the group of Jude's poop floating in the bathtub, and Science responded, "I miss when this chat only showed adult poop."
We gotta get just back. Great.
Gotta get back in our lane.
Yeah. Well, speaking of dads again, Strat, our champion, our hero, the king of the year. This award is the Mufasa's Pouncing Lesson Award. Like, remember from The Lion King? He's teaching Simba how to pounce. It's going to be on Zazu. You lie in wait in the grass. Wait till they're least expecting it. And then you strike when it counts. So maybe Mufasa of the Waiver Wire is a better nickname for him. Even though Darth Waiver, sounds more close to it. Closer would have been a better word there. But I feel like Mufasa of the Waiver Wire could... Mufasa of the Waiver might be a little better. But anyway, he didn't dominate anything during the regular season, just waiting in the grass. And then when it counts in the fucking playoffs, that's when our boy came through.
Yeah. Saved up his energy throughout the year, paced himself to go
did
hard at
load
the end.
Management.
Yeah. He lit it up in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never believe this. Guess who I just got an email from?
You're right. I won't. Who?
Netflix. Always listening.
They're literally listening right now.
Always listening.
Okay, stay woke. All right, how are our chemtrails looking?
We don't have enough time. Next award.
Next award. Durakar Thrall. This award is the Nail Biters Award. Joe, I know you've come a long way since on your anti-nail biting crusade. I'm really proud of you because you look way better. You're just as handsome, but now you don't have those little nubs on your fingers. But I guarantee you, during this game, during that last game of the regular season with Mayo on the line, I wouldn't be surprised if those little nubs started to come on back. Because this one, like every great Mario Party battle, came down to that final star. I don't remember what happened, but I just remember... Some player with the name close to Dobbs or Dob, Bad Dobby. I just remember Tyler yelling that. And I was, because we were all thinking the same thing. Like, who's gonna get this mayo? It's way funnier if Joe and Race have to do it because double the mayo.
Yeah.
And but Bad Dobby saved him. I don't remember how that happened, but it worked out. And you were talking about team history earlier. Fun fact, every team's average finishing position in the league since we've been a league is either fifth or seventh. So out of 12 teams, we're all pretty much sixth. Except for Dempsey and Race, they are eighth average finishing position.
It's almost like there's actually no skill involved and it's just a crapshoot every year.
Nice! There's.
Did Dempsey he had a nail-biting thing?
Yeah, he always bit his nails like when we were younger.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he's been doing really well, not doing it, you know.
Good for you, Joe.
Right?
Progress. I have a horrible habit of biting my fingers. I don't know. You know it started when I quit chewing. Snooze.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's I think I have an oral fixation. Pause, as they say. Pause.
Uh-huh.
You can't make a gay joke now.
Yeah. Yep.
Pause.
Yep.
Protecting myself. It's almost like the bless you block or something.
Yes.
Last award.
Last award.
The Mayo King.
Mayo Bowl! I don't know if y'all actually watched the Duke Mayo Bowl, but inside the mascot of the Duke Mayo was the one and only Flavor Flav! So Jime got gophered. The only badger in this whole thing just got gopher hold. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Jimey. Egg time, Jime, Mayo time, Jime, Slime, and Jimin. Oh my God, I can't wait for this to happen. Collect those Mayo packets, everybody. Go to your local supermarket. Make sure we get this. This is going to be legendary.
It was so funny when Jime sent, he sent the snap video of him telling Machine Gun Mike the circumstances or what was going on.
Yes.
And Machine Gun Mike just being like, God, you guys are idiots.
Just so much disappointment in his face.
But secretly a little proud, maybe.
Yeah, yes.
Do you think Jime will actually do it?
Oh, yeah, for
I think
sure.
He will, too. I would back out, I think.
Obviously.
Favretto would back out, I think.
Yep, Favretto's backing out, yep.
I think Jime will actually do it, though. And I
think so,
cannot
too.
Wait.
Well, I think Johnny would back out. We don't, because no one's tall enough to dump that.
He's got that going for him.
Yeah.
AG... We'd have to hold him down, I think.
Yes, absolutely. We'd have to hold him down. He'd be so squirmy.
Sives would be like, I fucking quit. I don't care.
Yes. Oh, great point. Yeah.
Could totally see that.
Sives just runs away from us because we're not going to catch him.
Yeah, we're not catching him. And Griff would do it. You would do it. Ty would do it.
Obviously, Stad.
I don't think Stad would do it. He'd probably quit.
Ty would do it twice, so Stad didn't have to do it.
Yeah, there you go. That's true. Ty would take. I mean, Ty likes them, so like, he's doing one for sure. Bino, I think, would do it. Yeah. I can't wait. That's gonna be so fun.
Favretto would literally buy a mayo packet and just like squeeze it.
Yeah, he would
thigh.
Find like a loophole for sure.
Yeah, and then like wipe it off and be like, oh no.
He's like, oh no, Courtney can vouch for me. I did it all.
Yeah, I did it all.
The video just cuts out. Next up, we got the award segment.
Well, it's like hard because we already had the S. It's Christmas. It's ho, ho, ho. It's Christmas time with you. Shout out to Lil C-Sick, DJ TikTok, and G-licious. Because we already had the S in the awards. You do true money signs. You do true dollar signs for it. It becomes a money sign. Yeah, we already had the S. We ain't doing the awards. Except for the Tyler Hartson Pookie Award. Because Notre Dame fucking won last night over the Penn State Nittany Lions. Good job, T. He's in the championship.
Roll Irish. All right,
roll
we'll be,
Irish.
Good job in the awards, Jan. Those were fun. We'll be right back with Shit Happens.
We drink. Somebody's watching.
All right. Well, that just ruined my intro.
Oh, sorry.
Are you good to go?
Yep.
And we're back with Shit Happens.
We drink. Wait, do I say that?
You did, so let's just roll with it, yeah.
Perfect. Keep this in.
I am. But we're still going, so
yep. All right. I always love when my podcasts say that and they have an actual producer that's like off screen and she's like, no, Zuri, keep this in. Super producer Shuey, keep that in. Do you think he'd come back and produce our podcast?
I doubt it.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
He's probably got better things.
So many better things to do.
We need like, who is like, we need like Tripods Kid or something.
Oh, that's fucking genius.
One of them could do this or something.
Yep.
There's got to be some little bastard out there of age.
Tripod's son Jack is about to start learning how to drive, which is pretty nuts.
That is nuts.
Yeah,
we got to get him on the pod. You want a great internship opportunity, Jack? Something to put on your resume?
Put this on your resume, yep. So we asked to have Spotify Wrapped takes on here because you said you had some takes on my Spotify Wrapped playlist at one point. We can cut that out if we can move on if we forgot.
I was going to berate you for your taste in music, but, you know, we don't need to do that. But, God, what do you listen to?
The same stuff that I listened to in high school, plus, like Dua Lipa.
It's like those party people in the...
Yes.
LMFAO mixed with Beyonce and Lizzo.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's, like, Jimmy
Nelly.
Buffett.
And Jimmy Buffett Nelly. And Prince, and then like, yeah, it's all, where my party people at? Where my party people at? Yeah. It's just always hyped.
But yeah, I mean, it's a to each their own thing, you know?
Sure.
Who am I to say what music is better? I'm not. People would look at mine and be like, you seem boring, you know? So,
but
anyway.
Hardcore. But also, posting your Spotify Wrapped is kind of washed and stupid. Like, oh, it's literally just, hey, look at me, cry for attention. I mean, but, you know, pot calling the kettle self black, whatever. That makes sense. Anyway, next thing. Last pod notes I wrote said, Jime is the best video gamer in the thread. You had a pretty good take on this.
Yeah, I mean, he beats Dempsey in Mario Party every time they play. Mm-hmm. And I think the two biggest gamers, the three biggest gamers, four. I would say the gamers of the group are generally like Dempsey, AG, PD, and myself.
Yep,
Pino mixed in there a little bit, maybe, but I'm not saying this to make fun of him or anything, but I would think Dempsey probably has the most, like, hours out of anyone. And if he's losing to Jime, then I guess by the, what's that called, like, the transitive property, he's probably the best gamer, and I guess it holds true.
Guess we go. All right. Jime, our Mayo King and our video game king. Good work, baby. Just the absolute best. All right, next happened. Griffin Gretsch went to London. Amazing. And as we talked about earlier, I didn't even know we were going to get into it because Griff rocked that fuck out of that Peaky Blinders hat. We didn't have to
Peaky fucking Blinders.
Peaky fucking Blinders. Tommy Shelley, Fuck.
The fucking Peaky Blinders, matey.
It always sneaks in there, matey. It
flows so nicely.
It really does. And I don't want to, like, story steal from them because they got a ton of awesome, awesome stories. I'll just say the ones that, like, they texted to me or, like, we were going back and forth with. They saw Jen's doppelganger at the Chicago airport, which was hilarious. It was this girl who had, like jet black hair, combed the way Jen does it, and it's like Chicago where she used to live. Yep. And this girl was looking at her phone, had like an annoyed look on her face, a bunch of like iced coffee and stuff around her, just like absolute perfection. Was like, is this Jen's cousin? could have been, but the trip just went only up from there, because I need you to click on this link. They went to a museum and they saw this painting called An Allegory with Venus and Cupid, A Story of Syphilis.
We're opening this one in incognito mode.
If you're listening to this, if you're not on the YouTube feed, because we're pulling it up right now on our YouTube channel, I need you to Google that photo, or that painting, An Allegory with Venus and Cupid, A Story of Syphilis. This is the most unhinged painting I have ever seen in my entire life. There is a crazy-ass bald man in the upper right-hand corner reaching across to, like, what can only be described as a half-finished person. Like, the artist was like, I'm done painting when I get over to this. And then in the middle, and if you go directly down from that on the left side, there is a terrified person who probably just got syphilis, and he's, like, really mad at himself. He's grabbing his forehead. Dude, like, he looks like he has a terrible migraine. Hair is all over the place. His hair actually looks like Tyler's did when it was peak gross length and Gretchen had to wash it in the sink. And then there are like three little kids, one just head of a little kid surrounding this woman. One is grabbing her boob. And then the tiny little child is stepping on thorns. This is so fucking weird. I need to do a deep dive on it to understand. I'm not doing that. But please, just Google this painting when you have a chance.
Yeah, the kid on the left looks like it looks like it has like explosive shit coming out of its butt, kind of.
Oh my god, it does. Yeah. Looking. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for that. I'm probably not going to look into that any further.
Yeah. The more you stare at it, the weirder it gets.
Syphilis. Yeah. Drip.
An Allegory of Venus and A Story of Syphilis. Syphilis might be an actual person in that painting. I don't know. It would suck to have that disease named after you if you were a god or if you were something in Roman times. Who knows? Anyway, hilarious. Gretch, thank you for always bringing us the best art content.
Better than not having any legacy at all.
Yeah, right? Really, really good point. So, would you rather have a disease named after you or nothing? Some would say disease.
Disease, for sure.
Yeah.
I want to be the great pace plague of 2028 or something.
Fuck. The pace plague, and you're the only survivor. But speaking of Gretchen, literally every single person I talked to when they were like, what are Griffin and Gretchen doing? I said, they're in England. Every single one of our friends in some kind of context said, have you eaten? Are you okay? What have you done since Gretchen left? And the answer was no, I hadn't eaten. That's why we're at this fucking bar right now.
You did say when I asked if you wanted to come over for Christmas, you're like, yeah, I might have to because I don't have any food here. I have nothing to eat.
Yep. That was a week into it.
Well, when did they get back?
The 28th. They were there from like the 18th to the 28th.
They kept it like super offline. Griff didn't send like any photos to the chat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good for them.
Well, Gretchen's mom was there too, which was a really like cool experience.
Oh, sweet.
But yeah, they saw some of our friends, Alex and Steve, that we used to roll with. Yeah, so it sounded really just like a perfect kind of 10-day trip.
Well, welcome back, and I'm glad that you get to eat again, Jammer.
Thank you, me too. Gotta fuel it. And speaking of trips, Thailand is coming. We are going to Nathan Fuller's wedding at the end of the week, next week, Tyler and I, and then... Brrr. That's right.
He's marrying the bird guy, right?
Nope. He's marrying Paul. Bird,
different guy. Okay.
Bird was sort of a cokehead that did not work out for obvious reasons. Or, yeah, he was He was not Nathan's best choice. Paul.
He's the one you date before you settle down.
That's absolutely right, dude.
Got it.
Yes,
okay. Yep.
Nathan needed that because the one he's settling down with is awesome. He's hilarious. He's cute. He's from Thailand, obviously. And his family's really cool too, from what Nathan says. So yeah, all this is it's going to be amazing. We're going to Phuket for the wedding, and then Tyler and I are staying a week after the wedding in Phuket City and Bangkok. And similar to the "Have you eaten since Gretch left?" joke.
Oh dear God!
Everyone has asked. Oh, have you seen The Hangover 2?
Yeah.
Yes, I've fucking seen The Hangover 2, and that's why I injected one of those microchip dog tags into myself so everyone can track me. Shut up.
I'm worried.
You didn't laugh at that. I thought that would be that was serious.
You know, despite what everyone may think, I do care about like you and Tyler very dearly.
Yes.
And I'm going to be honest, man. It sounds like a fucking awful idea for you two to be alone abroad in a city like that. I'm just, you know, I'm getting older, I'm getting up there. I'm just worried.
All right. I appreciate that.
But you'll be fine. Yeah. Yeah, you'll be fine. I was thinking while you guys are over there, you could find Dempsey's long-lost lover, Luke Pudd, and have a night with her, maybe.
Oh, well, that would be the case, except every time the Thailand wedding comes up, Dempsey looks directly into my soul and goes, "You leave my sweet Luke Pudd alone."
Ask for the number, track her down, do not hook up with her, bring her back in your luggage, get her over here, let's get this done with, we gotta wrap this up.
Yes, it's been too many years in the making, let's get our boy his one true love again.
No, you guys will be, that'll be so fun. You've never been there, right?
No, I've never been to Asia. Tyler and I went to Fiji and Australia when he studied abroad there.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, never, well, I guess that Asia, I don't know where Fiji is a part of. Probably Asia, but whatever. Never in like the actual in encapsulated continent of Asia.
Is it, or is it Australia?
I don't know.
It's way closer to Australia. I gotta look. Give the people a little geography lesson while we're here.
Yeah, there we go. That's what they come to this podcast for. Our literature, art history, and geography.
We are pretty well rounded. Let's see. Okay. It's taking a long time.
This is for you guys that say you guys should have less fantasy football content on the podcast.
This is what you get.
This is what you get. But we are going. I'm going with Melissa and Tommy first, and we're going to Chiang Mai, and we're going to spend a day just hanging out with elephants in this like elephant sanctuary. And apparently, you can get an elephant to paint you a picture with their trunk. So if anyone wants an elephant picture, let me know. Shout that out.
I want an elephant picture.
I'll get you one.
Maybe a little like 5x7.
Yeah. Well, all right. I'll see if he can just paint 24 and 8
in the shape of all an elephant, though.
Yeah. Yes. I need you to write Kobe with your.
Fiji
trunk.
Is in the continent of Australia.
Mm.
And here's a fun fact. And yep. I've never heard this. The continent of Australia is sometimes called Oceania.
Oh, that's a very fun fact.
The more you know.
Wow. And this is a free podcast just giving lessons out left and right?
We were watching the challenge the other day, and one of the questions.
Hell yeah.
There is an older season, but they're like up above the water, and they get dunked if they got a question wrong. And one of the girls goes.
It's the best.
The question was, how many continents has the challenge been filmed on?
Yeah.
And I guess, I don't know, probably everywhere but Antarctica. So I said 6.
Yep.
And then the girl goes, 21. Need to say she got dumped.
Did the host just die laughing?
Teej, yeah, he was just like.
Yeah. I love that that's his favorite day because he knows how dumb all
They're
of them
so
are.
Stupid.
They're so fucking stupid. And he just absolutely loves it.
Yeah. Shout out Bananas. Got third.
Got third this year. But Jordan won. Everybody loves Jordan. Jordan has half a hand. Or not half a hand, but he was born without fingers on one hand. A fucking incredible competitor.
I know, it's crazy.
And it was all swimming at the end, and he's a really bomb swimmer. And now apparently he wants to use his winnings to become a race car driver.
Huh.
Good for you, man.
Doesn't seem
Follow
safe.
Follow your dreams. I don't know what safe. That means. Doesn't really seem safe. No, I was thinking the exact same thing.
Speaking of intense competitors, Mike McMathie is on the list next. I don't know. I think you put that there.
You don't think you did that? You didn't think you want to talk about this? Because, no, I was. I learned the other day that Mike McMathie's contract was up like 2 days ago on Wednesday. So they negotiated it so his contract would be up before the playoffs this year. Is that true? Or before the playoffs start? Like they just knew we're gonna
they have exclusive rights on him till the 14th. But even okay. Before the playoffs. So I don't know. Yeah, that is weird. I guess I didn't think about that, but I don't know. When you know, you know.
Yeah.
Just I don't understand why they denied the Bears access to talk to him other than they must be keeping him. Or it's Jerry God. Being like, no, you got to send a draft pick if you want this guy.
Yeah.
Which I hope the Bears are not fucking dumb enough to be like, then we will. I'm guessing he will be coming back. And I don't understand why or how.
Sorry to hear that, man.
I've kind of given up on the Cowboys. I think I'm just off. I'm sort of like, you know, when I quit fantasy, I just kind of starting to feel that way about the NFL in general. Or the Cowboys, not the NFL. I still like watching football, but they just suck.
Come to the college football side?
I think I'll be back in when Jerry dies, and then the next two kids die. After that, Steven's kid, who was a really good high school football quarterback in Texas, maybe he'll take over someday. I can't think of his name right now. He plays college football even. Maybe it'll go to him someday, and then I'll be back in. I'm sure he's got a little better feel for things.
Yeah.
Or maybe the bastard daughter, she'll somehow win the court case in some succession style or something.
Ooh. Yeah, like she's Tom Wamsgans in the Cowboys' future.
Yeah. The most obvious that is his daughter, but he refuses to take the paternity test.
What?
Oh, yeah. Have you never heard of the Jerry Jones?
No. Why isn't this more of a thing?
Oh, it is a thing. It's been on ESPN for the last couple of years.
Locked
he
in.
Like knocked up a flight attendant 20, 30 years ago and made her sign an NDA when she got pregnant and shit. And then like that, they had a daughter. This daughter like doesn't even want his money. She just wants Jerry to publicly acknowledge her as his daughter.
Yeah.
And instead he just keeps paying them off every couple of years, like millions and millions of dollars and stuff. And this last time she was like, I'm not taking another dollar. She tried to get a judge to force him to take a paternity test. Yeah. She just wants him to acknowledge that, you know, it's her. And Jerry is like fighting with millions of dollars to not do it. So it's so obvious. Like, I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
He's a piece of shit, man. Like,
he's a terrible dude.
And like, he was definitely married to, I can't think of her name right now.
Is he still married?
Yeah, they're still together and everything. God, though. Did you see his guest appearance on Landman?
Oh my God. After Favreau talked about that.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
I cried. I'm not it's not very hard to get me to tear up, but I cried. Oh Jesus, he wasn't acting, you know. He was just talking to his kids right there,
just literally talking to him from his actual heart.
I did literally cry, and I watched it like five times, and I cried like every time.
Aww.
And I was like, damn, I'm back in. Pretty proud of them Cowboys.
We still them boys
compared to how proud I am of my kids. Oh, Jerry, bastard. Shares League update. Back. We spent way too much on McMathie.
Dude, I mean, we did, but it's hilarious. Get this boy talking about the Cowboys.
Okay. I thought I forgot to hit the button.
That would have been amazing. Okay.
Shares League update.
Shares League update. Really solid year for the U-Honk We Drink League contingent. Sondergaard's in first place. Somebody we don't know is in third. John Peterson, your boy.
Hold on.
Is in third place with 224 shares. Currently, his share value gain is $218. Johnny killing it.
Nice job.
And then Hennessy's in fourth with 205 shares. So he's got 191 share value gain. Tyler, bet on left, Hartson has risen from the dead. He was all out in shares, and then AG convinced him to buy back in. And then he bet it all on crazy-ass Notre Dame bets and this one nine-leg parlay that fucking hit. And now he's all the way back, 256, 150, 164 share value gain. Vinny Chase, your boy, is at 159, so 100 behind. I have 100 shares behind Tyler. He's just killing it. And then AG still in it at 196. His share value gain is 78. Strat still in it. He's only lost 10 shares the entire year, like conservatively betting, but doing really well. Dempsey's still in it. Jime is still in it. The Carps still have one share. They're waiting on that one good parlay to do it. But anyway, shout out to this crew, man, that's just killing the shares game this year.
Yeah, way to go, Ty. Coming back. Wasn't he in first, though? What happened? He dropped a little?
He dropped a little. You know, when it's like when you're big dick stack in poker and you can just throw your money around. Sometimes right. It works, sometimes it doesn't.
Huh. Trust me, I know that.
Hey-o.
Poker. All right. Let's see here. What's next on the list? I got a couple nephew corners for you.
Oh, yeah. Yes. This is the best.
So, Bentley, who's been, you know, featured mm-hmm. on this podcast before during the nephew corner segment.
Oh, yeah. Fan fave.
Yeah. Poor guy. He lost his mullet for failing English.
Oh my god, I almost just spit my beer on the entire computer setup here.
I wish I was kidding, but that is I'm not even embellishing or fluffing that at all. He's had a mullet for like fucking 6 years now, and he really had this thing grown out. He's got like the Patrick Mahomes perm curly stuff on the top, you know.
Yeah,
where it's almost like a wide mohawk. It looks like Mahomes on top.
Yep.
Except
yep.
where Mahomes, like the back of his head, just kind of looks cool. Bentley has like this long permed out Joe Dirt mullet, and I mean he's had it for years. And it used to be like straight and look really ugly, like super Joe Dirt. Now he's got it like permed, and it was like borderline, kind of interesting at least. Definitely not cool, but interesting. But it's like his most prized possession because he doesn't have a lot else going for him. Anyway, he was failing English. He goes to Springfield, the high school I went to, and he has been just struggling with English despite it being his, you know, first language. And so my sister gave him an ultimatum that if he didn't get his grades up, she was going to cut his mullet off. And he failed to meet the requirements by the deadline, and then she... Yeah, it was a little soft and gave him an extra 2 weeks. And then he still didn't meet the requirements. So she shaved his mullet off. You know, most parents take away, you know, TV or going out, hanging out with friends. Poor guy lost his mullet.
He lost a real one that day.
At Christmas, he kept his hood up the entire fucking time tied, you know, around his chin. And I kept being like, just let me see it. Come on. And he got so pissed every time someone asked to see his haircut. He was so mad. It definitely worked. That was like the harshest punishment she could have given him. It turns out.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's going to start all over. Or, you know, God forbid you just learn what a noun is.
Oh my god. that might be the top nephew corner story of his entire career.
Yeah, I had the exact same reaction you did when she told me. I'm like, what? What kind of punishment? I don't know. Different worlds, Jim. Let's see, and then Ashton, my other nephew, my godson.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his shit together a little bit more. He's in wrestling, and he was super excited for wrestling this year because, like, last year he went to the ninth grade and under state tournament as an eighth grader and did pretty well, and so he's pumped about this year. And in his first tournament, he went 3-0 and got first, but he fucked up his finger during it on his right hand, his index finger, and he ended up having to get surgery, and they had to put, like, a pin in there and stuff.
Yeah.
And then it has been, like... infected or something, and it was like just really fucking nasty looking. And so Nikki, his mom, video timed or whatever you call it, video called Jackie to get like Jackie's thoughts on how it looked and if she should go to the ER and stuff. And so it was Nikki and Ashton in the bathroom, and Nikki's like showing Ashton's finger to Jackie on the FaceTime call or whatever. And I yell in the background, Ashton, the doctor told you to take it easy. Start jerking off with your left hand. And I have never seen someone He laughed, but I have never seen someone get so fucking red. And you know it's because he's 15, you know? It's like you're drinking four times a day at that age. Yeah. And you know
he's putting up numbers.
He's thought about it like, oh, shoot, I should probably start using my other hand. Oh my god, he got so red, it was funny as fuck.
No.
And then Nikki's like, Andrew! Well, I thought about that too, though. He was so embarrassed.
Oh my god. For his mom to say that after his his godfather said
that. Well, it's like probably the talk she didn't want to have with him, because he's not supposed to like do anything. He's supposed to keep it like no running, no anything. You know? Oh, man. Funny.
Well fucking done.
Last thing on the list here is the holiday recap. Yeah, I don't know how were yours?
Fine. We can't top whatever you just did. Everything you just said for the nephew corner, that was incredible. Thank you for always sharing those stories with us and just continuing to be you. Oh my god, that was absolutely incredible.
I got one more. It's not quite as funny, but yes. As far as holidays go, so we hosted Christmas here at our house for Jackie's side of the family on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. So on Christmas Eve, Jackie and I were like trying to get the house together, and it's hard with like a toddler and stuff. So Jude went over to Jackie's mom's house, Sherry's house, and Sherry watched her for a few hours. So Jackie and I had the house to ourselves. So we're sitting there like prepping food and cleaning up and all that kind of crap. And then, you know, we realized after a couple hours, like, you know, we have the house to ourselves, and kind of give each other that look. And it's like, oh, okay, yeah. So we both go upstairs and I should preface this with though, and why this is a story is, prior to going upstairs, I was, prepping jalapeno poppers and, you know, de-seeding them and chopping them up.
Uh-huh. And, God.
I washed my hands 4 different times before we headed upstairs with soap and water. And, I was like, oh, you know, they're good. And then, you know, out of respect for my wife, I won't get into the details of what happened, but you can probably put two and two together.
Yeah.
And,
oh, no.
Yeah, you can imagine what ended up happening and how it just kind of spreads like wildfire.
Oh, no.
That was funny.
Much more so from your perspective being funny than hers.
Yeah. No. Well, I ended up hitting both, kind of. But you know, I always thought I was in the clear from ever having the burn down there, but
they'll sneak up on you. Oh my god, dude.
It was funny.
Oh my god.
But yeah, anyway, lesson learned there. Go have the fun time before touching jalapenos.
There you go.
All right, anything else for you for Shit Happens We Drink?
No, man, this is great.
Then we'll be right back with some hot P's and hot V's.
Woo!
P's and V's. Kick us off, Jim.
Let's do it. I'll start with my V. It's not hot for me. It's hot for Strat. My V, my low of the week was losing to Strat in the semis. We were pretty confident that we had this. We were like, yeah, come on, man. Like our luck's gonna turn around. Their teams aren't gonna score a lot against us. Then it happened, and we lost a Strat, but I'm really happy for him because now I get to make him a custom shirt about being the U-Honk We Drink League champion, so I'm super excited about that. Strat, it's going to be awesome. I don't know what it's going to be yet, but it's going to be sweet.
I don't doubt it.
And my high is, I forget who sings this song, but Snapbacks and Tattoos, Snapbacks and Tattoos. Because I literally got a tattoo of a snapback of a pirate with surfboards in Montauk. I love it. Even Dempsey complimented me on it. I was like, hell yeah, dude.
It does look sweet. That is by Dricky Graham.
Oh, yeah. Never would have guessed that.
Never heard of him.
Mm-mm.
Or her. I don't even know what that is. Dude, that tattoo turned out great. I'm glad you went and did it. Spur of the moment, spontaneity wins again.
Spontaneity wins again. There well, it wasn't totally because you and I talked about it a little bit beforehand.
That's true.
I was celebrating my divorce papers going through, and Jen buying me out of the house and stuff. And you were like, I don't know, you got to celebrate somehow. what are you gonna do? And then we talked about and then we had a like an hour long phone call because we didn't do a podcast that week, just like a couple of bros talking through stuff. That was amazing. That was like a really good part of my my holiday season.
Did
like,
a podcast on the phone, basically. Yeah. Like, sorry, I didn't get the dishes done. I was talking to Jam on the phone for an hour. All right, let's see. What do I got? I have a couple lows. Jeez, a lot of lows. We had to start a swear jar because Jude talks a lot now, and I swear a lot.
Good job not saying I swear a shit ton.
Thank you. I've made progress. The words I struggle with are the ones that I don't consider swear words, like hell and damn and damn it. Like I'm not in front of Jude being like, oh, motherfucker or something like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's always like, ah, damn it. What the hell? Yeah, stuff like that. But we'll get there. These would have went in the washed segment, but we didn't do that award. So the other one I had here for a low is just a... three different times in the last month, I called NFL uniforms outfits, which I think is just a byproduct of being a girl dad now.
Yeah, I think so.
Jackie has called me out every time and laughed in my face. Super not proud of those. And then this is definitely...
That's like what Taylor Swift fans would say about the Chiefs last year.
Yeah.
And like that was the Swiftie. Oh, man, we really love these Travis in this outfit.
But with some of the teams, like the Lions recently, they had their... In that Vikings-Lions game, they had their black helmets on. I was like, oh, those are sweet outfits. and this one would have went into the washed category too, but it was also pretty low. I live by a few simple rules. I don't answer the phone when people call, especially if it's on a number I recognize, you know. And even furthermore, I don't answer the door when the doorbell rings without at least looking who it is first.
Smart.
So our doorbell rang the other day and I pulled up the app on my phone, but the app like froze or something at the same time. And so by the time it reloaded, no one was there anymore. And then I went to like the video history, and in the video history, it was 4 seconds long, and it just showed a kid running up to our door and pressing the doorbell. Mm-hmm. And then that's when the video cut out.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, it was a fucking ding dong ditcher. And so for the next like hour, I was like doing recon and like peeking out windows, trying to look for these kids to come back and ring my doorbell again and shit.
Try it again.
And I'm like, where the fuck did they come from? And I, you know, they never came back, and it was just still bugging me. I'm like, no, you don't fucking ding dong ditch me and live to tell about it, you know? So finally, I get this video, this 4 second clip of the kid running up, because I'm thinking, all right, I'm gonna get it on my computer, I'm gonna blow up the image, and I'm gonna send it out to like our neighborhood text group and be like, hey, just so you guys know, it looks like we might have a ding dong ditcher in the neighborhood. And I was hoping, because I think it was the people in the Reds house, kids, the Stevenson's kids, or kid. And so I got on my computer and I'm blowing it up. And as I blow it up and I can zoom in, because it's just a little thumbnail on my phone, you know?
Yeah.
I can see as I'm like going frame by frame that he had like a holiday wreath order form in his hands. And so he's actually just coming up to sell some wreaths. And he probably stood there for a while, but the video, you know,
it froze out
or whatever, so I didn't get to see that part. So I don't think it was a ding dong ditcher after all. Jackie's like, you are absolutely a fucking lunatic. I was very convinced it was a ding dong ditcher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I'm like, I used to do way worse shit than that, so who am I to judge?
Yeah, it's no like, kidding. Yeah. Were you the put all of the Christmas shit in one person's lawn group, or was that okay?
we would go around town collecting Christmas lawn ornaments for hours at night by the truckloads, and then we'd go down to this area in Springfield called Goose Town, which is like a poor, like a, I know, it's like a lower income area.
Uh-oh.
And then we would find the crappiest house there, and we would put all of the ornaments on that guy's lawn and plug them into the outside of his house and everything. So all of a sudden, he had the most spectacular lawn in all of Springfield. It got written about in the newspaper, even.
Nice.
And then months later, we were doing a community service, and part of that was we had to go through like the evidence lockers of the police station and help them clean it out. And it was like full of Christmas lawn ornaments.
Wait, were you doing community service for that thing or a different thing?
Oh, no, we were doing community service because Bryant threw firecrackers at the cop. I think it was for that. Yeah, and the sewer rat squirrel for putting sewer rat squirrels in people's cars. Good times.
All right. Forget the ghost poop American Scandal story. We are just going to have podcasts of guests about Springfield stories.
No one needs that. All right, man. I don't think so. I don't want a lot of that stuff on the record.
Yeah, good point. Really good point.
Oh, I forgot to do a pace review, so we'll skip that till next year.
Yeah. Next year.
This is probably it, I imagine. We don't, you know, there's the fantasy league's over, so.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone, for sharing this journey with us again.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hell of a year. We got 4 episodes in if this one gets posted.
Yeah.
Which is down one from last year, but we're going for more of like an exclusivity feel to our pod. And we just had a lot going on this year, you know.
Completely, yeah. And Streezy F, baby, we'll get you on. We didn't have any guests this year, but Strat, you deserve it. We'll get you back on whenever we get back on the mics again.
Absolutely. I'm proud of us. We didn't say my friend once this episode. I was listening to the previous episode from November.
Yeah.
I wrote this down in my notes because we kept saying, yeah, that's right, my friend. Or, you know, like,
really?
Thanks, my friend. We said my friend to each other like 10 times. It became our new, like, amazing, or I love that, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. Amazing.
Yeah.
So sick. Okay. Good for, look at this, growth, New Year's resolutions and whatnot.
Yeah. All right. Anything else? What are you up to this weekend?
Prepping for Thailand. Gonna go buy one of those big ass hiking backpacks. Me and the roomies, Griff, Gretchen, and me are gonna go watch the Gulf somewhere. Teaching class on Sunday. That's kind of it. How about you?
Nice, man. No plans. Probably do some woodworking. You know, still got that rolling. I got a $180 planter box order from a woman trucker in Maplewood that I got to fulfill this weekend. So probably be doing that. Started selling my planter boxes, Jim.
So the planter box, how does she know that you made that?
Put them on Facebook Marketplace. I have multiple styles and sizes. So I got the chart of the different ones that you can get and the prices associated to them. So she ordered 2 box A's and 1 box G. So I got to pump those out this weekend.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, it's, you know, real legit over here. Otherwise, yeah, just watch football on Sunday, I guess. Go Vikes.
All right. Skol Vikes. Skol Vikes on Monday. Vikes.
Okay.
All right. We drink.
Can't lose. Y'all a part of the reason I ain't gonna stop. Against the odds, I went hard until I popped. Came from the bottom and now I'm standing on top. I had dreams and now they all coming true. But the team and them things, we got a few. Make a scene whenever I be coming through. If you hate it, just know I'm shitting on you. Do 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 do. You a hater, just know I'm shitting on you. Do 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 do. You a hater, just know I'm shitting on you.